One win away from clinching the Big 12. Just how do you like this team's response week in and week out to be in this position?
No, I think it's great. I think we've shown that, you know, we're able to stay focused on the task at hand and the game ahead of us. Same thing this week, same mindset, right? Coming in expecting to get the UCF's best. They're in a spot looking to make it to a bowl game. You know, flashback 2 years, we're in the same spot going on the road to play Oklahoma State, who was in the running for the Big 12 championship. So very similar situation. But yeah, we're really excited to, you know, go out and play a great game, honor the seniors, and just have a lot of fun out in Lavelle.
One of those seniors is Talon Alfred. What's it been like to play with him over the years?
It's been so much fun. Like, Talon's truly a brother to me. It's a guy, we came in together, so we've been here together all our years, you know. He's had some season-ending injuries. I've had a season-ending injury. We've kind of been there for each other. Our wives are, you know, really good friends, so... that's a guy I love. He's a glue guy, culture guy of our team, and critical part in, you know, upholding our culture and our standard here. And although, you know, people might overlook the impact that he has on this team, but just grateful that we have a leader like him.
You're pushing your final game, regular season game, in a Cougar uniform. Just kind of, what's your mindset?
Just make the most of every snap, you know. Appreciate every moment that I get to, you know, wear the jersey and have, you know, the Y on the front and my last name on the back. Just so grateful for that opportunity that I've, you know, been given, and the opportunities that I've earned through, you know, my hard work and sacrifice here. But definitely bittersweet moment, but just super excited to be able to play in Lavelle on Saturday.
Tanner, are you going to try to continue your football career? Are you going to go?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm all in on, you know, trying to extend my football career as long as I can take it, and looking forward to being able to play on Sundays.
At camp, you told me that your goal was 5 interceptions. You're at 4. How cool would that be? Get one more next couple of games.
Yeah. No, I'm, you know, I might even have to adjust that a little bit, push it to 6 or 7, given, you know, the extra games that, you know, we're expecting to play. But, yeah, focused on this one, and would love to go out and get another this Saturday.
What has kind of been the vibe in practice? Are you guys, would you still consider yourself a hungry football team to
keep going? Absolutely, yeah. No, the hunger and the drive and the desire is there from the boys. And, you know, we know we got to go out there and earn this win and take it. It's not just going to be given to us. So still a lot of focus and a lot of great stuff I've seen already this week from the guys.
Against Cincinnati, you guys, your defense played real well. They threw it around a little bit.
Yep.
What do you think you guys could have done maybe a little better, or what you've seen since then?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was kind of the honest recap we had yesterday in film on Monday. Just, you know, all around thought the front seven played really well. We knocked out the run, right? 87 rush yards. That was a low for that staff at Cincinnati since they've been there. But in the pass game, we could have done a much better job on the back end as DBs, just knowing pre-snap and anticipating what kind of concepts and things we were going to get. We gave up, you know, some check downs here and there, which, you know, that'll happen, right? We'll rally and tackle and, you know, play the next, you know, couple set of downs. But I think we could have done a better job just knowing what they were looking to attack and certain tendencies that they had that we knew going into the game. And there was a couple plays that we kind of missed out on.
Tanner, Jay was talking about he wants to take the pass defense from the TCU game and put it with the rush defense from Cincinnati. What's the key to putting that all together in your mind?
I think it's a preparation thing. I think it's the way we practice, right? Leading into the game, if we've done that in practice and we have those banked reps and are confident in the game plan, I think when we go out, we execute that same way. I think it comes down to focus, too, in the game. Like, if you're able to read your keys, you know, pre-snap and expect what's coming. I thought we did a great job of that against TCU. I think another critical part of that, too, is the pressure on the quarterback. I think we had 25 QB hurries in that game, according to our coach's stats. So that's a lot, right? And that pressure on the quarterback helps us in the back end and getting the quarterback off the spot. So combining all of that, stopping the run on early downs, forcing them into third and longer situations where we can dial up the pass rush, and just being good coverage on the back end, and we'll be able to, you know, I think combine the best of both of those worlds of both TCU and Cincinnati.
Good?
Good.
All good. Thanks, guys.